Throughout the presidential primary campaign season, we're going to be focusing our attention on one town in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, of course, has historically held the country's first primary, and we want to track how voters there view the candidates, what issues they care about, how they're making up their minds. And we've chosen the town of Milford, New Hampshire, to be the place we go back to now and again. Our co-host Melissa Block has just made the first of our visits. And Melissa, first of all, why Milford?
Well, it's a town, Robert, that is pretty much emblematic of New Hampshire. The town, like the state, traditionally votes Republican, but it has a lot of independent voters. And like other towns in the southern part of New Hampshire, Milford is changing as people move in from Massachusetts and elsewhere. It has grown a lot. It has about 15,000 people now, but in many ways it still feels like a small town. And here's how one shop owner in Milford, Karen Roberts Walker, describes it.
Milford is probably the closest thing to the old-time America feeling that people are so reaching out for today. The local policeman comes walking around at night to check your doorknob of your business.
Now, should our listeners be imagining Currier and Ives images of the quaint New England town?
Well, no, they really shouldn't. And that's another reason why we chose Milford. It's got some grit. It still has a solid working class. It used to be a busy mill town. That's how Milford got its name. Those mills are closed now, and so are most of the local granite quarries. But Milford is still known as the granite town in the Granite State. Robert, the center of town is the Oval. Milford has an oval. It doesn't have a town square. And there are yellow ribbons tied around the trees there. And if you go to Milford, every hour you will hear that bell. It was cast by Paul Revere in 1802. It's in the clock tower over Town Hall, which is on the Oval. And if you're a candidate, you're going to walk through the Oval. It's a nice photo op. And you'll get some lunch at the River House Cafe on the Sauhegan River. You might even sit on the same counter stool that Al Gore sat on during the 2000 campaign. There's a grimy sticker on the stool that says, Gore sat here. But one thing you won't see, you won't find a single photograph of any of the candidates who passed through.
You don't really want to put it up. It's like, oh, geez, they were here. Yeah, you know, who cares?
That's Charles Burt. He runs the tiny kitchen at the River House Cafe, and he feeds the parade that tromps through his door every 4 years.
It's a carnival atmosphere, and it is lots of fun meeting people that truly, you know, in 3 months could care less about you and have totally forgotten about you. And, you know, for some reason we are blessed or cursed with the primary in New Hampshire, and that's our fate.
They usually come through the town and walk around, shake your hand, and, you know, just hometown politics.
I find Walter Murray just down the street from the gas station he owns in Milford, and he thinks campaigns now are different.
You're not talking like years of yesterday gone, you know, when they had to get out and meet the people. Today they're on TV. They're on internet that people get out on, and it's changing. This world has changed.
And he says that's a good thing. But people in Milford expect they will see more than their share of presidential hopefuls. John McCain was there this past Saturday, speaking at an elementary school. And a lot of people are thinking this is all too soon.
I think it's at least 6 months early, if not a year, for the intensity or the level of participation.
That's Tim O'Connell. He's a state representative, a Republican. His wife, Noreen, is on Milford's Board of Selectmen. They run Butternut Farm. Cut your own flowers, also vegetables and herbs. It's an honor system for payment. Just leave what you owe.
This is the seedling house. And over here, these are bedding plants. This is marigolds, dahlias, quite a few herbs.
The O'Connells figure that with other states moving their primaries up earlier, New Hampshire will respond by leapfrogging earlier still, which could mean, imagine this, a primary in 2007?
It's by law. We will have our primary first. We could have it on Thanksgiving. But yeah, there is some speculation that, yes, it could be in December, depending on what other states do.
And I know our town clerk is already gearing up for the possibility of moving the primary up. We haven't budgeted for another election this year.
Now, it's refreshing to realize that the upcoming primary still feels very far away for most people in Milford. Most aren't focused on the candidates yet. Some have trouble remembering just who's running. Right now, their concerns are local.
Love to have support on Article 4.
Right there.
Thank you very
Got
much.
Got it.
Voting day at the Milford Middle School.
Good morning. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
The candidates for school board or the Board of Selectmen stand outside the school with their posters. Some offer coffee and donuts. They'll stand there in the cold and the mud from 6 in the morning to 8 at night when polls close. Voting is in the school gym, in booths covered by red, white, and blue curtains. The town treasurer, Wilfred Leduc, is there at the end to help people feed ballots into the optical scanner. He's old enough to remember Estes Kefauver campaigning in Milford in the 50s, and he remembers Joe's Barbershop on the Oval downtown.
Every time a presidential candidate would come through, he'd have him come over to the barbershop and he'd give him a free haircut.
No more free haircuts in Milford, at least not that we know. I find Gail and Jack Rinella after they cast their ballots. They say they tend to vote Republican. Gail says they're slightly independent.
Slightly.
And she finds the Democrats this year off-putting.
When they get on stage and yell and scream. And so you're kind of waiting for this froth to die down.
I don't think they've even started screaming yet.
Well, they're warming up. Just wait for a few months and they will get a head of steam up.
What advice we could give to a potential candidate, my advice would be don't waffle. At least in New Hampshire, that turns people off right off.
Another Milford voter, Tina Philbrick, has brought her two sons to the polls. She wears a gold ring on a chain around her neck.
This is my husband's wedding ring. It just makes me feel like he's here, so it makes it easier.
You were just running it through your fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something just to hold on to.
Okay. Philbrick's husband, Hunter, is in Iraq with the National Guard. It's his second deployment. And for her, the war will be the big issue in the upcoming election.
I voted for President Bush twice. It was a strong vote the first time. The second time, I did have some conflicts, but I still strongly believe he did what he felt was best. I still think he's done a lot of good. It's just unfortunate that it wasn't as quick as everybody wanted it to be. So with the new election coming up, I'm still voting the same. So
when you say you'll be voting the same, what do you mean?
Republican. You just can't pull them out of there and do nothing. And people are asking for unrealistic goals sometimes.
But on this day, it's the local issues on everyone's mind, whether to build an outdoor track at the high school. Should there be a building at the town cemetery with heat and a bathroom for maintenance workers? And a hot, divisive race for the Board of Selectmen. Dozens of people gather in the gym when the town moderator, Nancy Amato, reads the results.
That needed 1, 2, 5, 6. So I'm sorry that failed.
Voters rejected the cemetery building, but they said yes to the track at the high school, so kids won't have to train in the roads or the hallways anymore. And Robert, here is the really big issue in Milford, New Hampshire. It turns out it's blog politics.
Blog politics. Yeah. It's a big issue in a small New Hampshire town.
It's become a very divisive thing in Milford. There are two members of the Board of Selectmen who have their own blogs, and some anonymous postings on those blogs have gotten personal. It's been seen as dirty politics. Milford still sees itself as a harmonious small town, and a lot of people were turned off by the blogs. Somebody said they made him embarrassed to be from Milford. I think a lot of voters brought that feeling with them to the polls, and they overwhelmingly voted out one of the bloggers. Now, as we mentioned, we're going to be going back to Milford throughout the primary campaign season. I would bet that this issue of the blog will still be bubbling there when we go back.
And people who are not keyed into the presidential race yet will presumably be paying more attention.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the candidates are coming through and people will be going out to hear them in town halls or living room chats that pop up every 4 years. We're going to be going back to talk more with some of the people that we just heard from as they hear more from the candidates and as they start to make up their minds.
That's our co-host, Melissa Block. And by the way, at Milford's River House Cafe, they say they still remember what Al Gore and Howard Dean ordered when they stopped by. You can read about what's on the menu at npr.org.